We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. We are starting halfway down Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis by the third wide line at the end of the line. So we're going back to explain the pasuk of Cheik Amo Va'Amo Reichav, which is different than the Mizbeach Oila, which was the Amo of six Tfachim. But it says the Cheik Amo Va'Amo Reichav Gvula Asfasa Sov Zeres Echad. Those were five Tfachim Amos. And we had a problem. We thought it meant that from the Yisoy to the Yisoyviv was five Tvachim, and it didn't work out. So now we're going to try another Mahalach. Ella, when it says in the Pasuk Cheik Amo, it means the Knisa. It means the width of the Yisoy, the Reichev of the Yisoy was five Tvachim Amo. Then it says Amo Reichev. That also means the Knisa. It means the Knisa of the Soviv. Gvula El Svasa Soviv is also the Knisa. When it talks about the corners on top of the Zbech, also means, it's also referring to the Knisa. But the 10 Amos that's going from the bottom to the top, that could be with 6 Tvachim Amos. 6 Tvachim Amos were all the Tvachim on the height of, were all the Amos on the height of the Mizbech. So Gemara says, therefore it's perfect when we say that the halfway point is 1 Amma below the Soiviv. Like the Gemara explains, HaMizbech Kamahavale. So how tall was the Mizbech in Tvachim? 60 Shisim. 60 Tvachim, because 6 times 10, 6 Tvachim times 10 Amos is 60. Palgi, the Mizbeach Kamahava, how much is half the Mizbeach, the halfway point where you, the chiluk between the Dom and the Yerim, the Dom and the Chatzainim? So his Tlasim was 30. So from Menachronis, Vada Mizbeach Kamahava, from the Kronis until the Soivev, Menachronis until the Soivev Kamahava, how much was it? So we know that it was 4 Amos down, 4 times 6 is 24. So 24 Tvachim down is the Soiviv. 6 Tvachim below the Soiviv is the midpoint. Kam Batzel Pagos Beach, Shisha, 6 Tvachim, and Tanan, and Masal Amatam Raglav, Afil Amma Achas is Kshera. So it says, even if you do an Amma below the Soiviv, it's kosher. Now, if it's an Amma of 6 Tvachim, then that would be too much. We'd be mamish by the midpoint, which is not kosher. It's be above the line. So, like Rashi explains, when we say Lamatam Raglav, it means the Amma of 5 Tvachim. So therefore, you definitely cover. If you go Amo 5 Tvachim below the Soiviv, you're 1 Tefach above the Chuta Sikra, above the midpoint, and therefore everything works out. But now we have to explain, when it says the Cheik Amo is the Knisa, does that work out when we say it means the Reichev? We said, if it means the Knisa, so the height was 16, that's perfect. But Mamaya Kimto, what was that sign in the Pasuk that says that the Cheik, which the Yisoid was the Amma of 5 Tachim, and the Amma Reichav, the Soiviv, which the Amma of 5 Tachim, all means the width. My Kimta, Beknisa, and the width. Or me Matzes, Mukesh Lob Beknisa, Haku is that sign by a Knisa, Haku is that sign that's talking about. And when you're going in as a Knisa, but nah, I went to the Mishnah, Mesechlis Midois, that the Mizbech, Hoyashloshim Mishtaim, Ashloshim Mishtaim. Mizbech was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. Now, we're going to figure this out. We're going to become a problem. Because it says, Vayter in the Mishnah, Ola Amma, it went up Amma, Vakonas Amma, it went in Amma. And Zel Yisoid, that's the Yisoid. So Nimtza, Shloshim HaShloshim. It turns out now, if you minus the Yisoid, which is 1 Amma on each side, so now it's a square of 30 by 30. We knocked off on each, on the Reichem and the Oirech, we knocked off 2 Ammas. So now it's 30, instead of being 32 by 32, it's 30 by 30. And the truth is, it's not 30 by 30. It's, we only knocked off altogether 10 Tfachim, and in Amos of the 32 Amos, usually it means the Amos of 6 Tfachims, and you only knocked off 10 Tfachim, because we're talking about the Reichav now, so when it got smaller, it got narrower, it was only 10 Tfachim altogether, instead of 12 Tfachim altogether. So really, it's Shloshim al Shloshim and Shtei Tfachim. It's really 30 on 2 Tfachim by 30 on 2 Tfachim. That's really what it is. Shloshim al Tfachim Ava, and not 30 by 30. So that's a particular problem in Mishnah Midas. Vesu, another cast of Mishnah Midas, Mishnah goes further there and says, Allah Chamash, when it goes up 5 Amas, Vekanas Amma, it goes in towards the width, now Amma, that's the Saiviv, Zeo Saiviv. Nimtza, and Mishnah says, Nimtza Esim Shmaina. Now we lost another 2 Amas by going in. The Reichav lost another 2 Amos altogether. So now it's 28 by 28. That says in the Mishnah, the Asim Vashmaina, Asim Vashmaina. Truth is now, it's Asim Vashmaina, Va'arba Tvachim. It's 28 and 4 Tvachim by 28 and 4 Tvachim. That's really this year. 28 and 4 Tvachim by 28 and 4 Tvachim Ava. That's what it is. So the Mabchi Tema, and if you're going to say, Kivin Lo Hava Amos, it's not a full Amos. It's only 4 Tvachim Lechos, so we don't count it. But it's still going to have been a problem. We go further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mekoyim Kronois Amma Mizev Amma Mizev." the Makom Kronos was Amizev Amizev, and we're saying that also means the width means only the five Tefach Amo. So Nimsa Esmeshesh. Now it's 26 by 26. And that's what it says in the Mishnah Midas. And the problem is really 27 by 27, because now we're missing six tefachim. When we were mayit the shir, we were mayit altogether six amos from 32 to 26, six amos. That's how we got narrower. Six amos, because the yisoid goes in a amma, and the yisoid goes in an amma, and the keren goes in an amma. Altogether, six amos, because from each side it's being mayit amma, so it's six amos each side. And those six amos were, instead of being 36 tefachim, they were really 30 tefachim, because we said the width is only 5 tefach per amma. So now we have extra amma, really. So really now, what you have left on top of the mizbech is 27 by 27. Es v'shava. So it's wrong. It's not 26 by 26, 27 by 27. So the Gemara loydok, maybe the Mishnah wasn't medakdek. Right? The Gemara, you can't say it in the loydok, because we're going to see there's a pasuk. And by a pasuk, you can't say loydok, because it goes further in the Mishnah. Makom hilach gral kanim is amma mitzazav amma mitzazav. That's a full six tefach amma. Nimsa comes out to maracha, which gets now smaller by another two amas. So nimsa esra abba makom maracha. Makom maracha is 24 by 24. And the problem is esra machamish is really 25 by 25 avoy. And you can tell me loy dark frite machanam loy dark. Haksiv, the pasuk nichas, kavah ariel, that's the makom amaracha. Shtei mesrei oirech, shtei mesrei is 12 by 12, which means roicha revua, from the corner, we'll see in a second, yachol, she'ein el shtei mesrei, after mesrei, only 12 by 12, kushoimer el avitz revav, to the four sides, melameid, so we see from here, she'emtzahu moidei, shtei mesrei, chol ruach, 12 amas each direction, which means 24 by 24. And it's 24 by 24, the pasuk says, you can't say it's loidok, it's 24 by 24, 24 by 24, and not 25. So what's going on here again? So we figured out the height was fine, but now we said if you go to width, you have a different problem. The problem is that it's the maracha is only 20 is really 25 by 25, and we're calling it 24 by 24. I'll tell you Eitza. When it says 32 amos by 32 amos, it doesn't mean 32 amos, because we know already that six of those amos are bas chamisha tefachim. So maybe 32 amos is really 31 by 31, and then if you divide it by six, then it'll land up be 24 by 24. We already put that into the cheshbon. We knew out of these 32 amos, six of them are smaller amos. So therefore, when you go, when you knock out six of those amos, which were smaller amos, you're left with 24. Because really, it was only in six tefachim amos, it really only was 31 by 31. And therefore, it makes sense that's 24. So that's a good idea. Whereas the problem with that is like this. It comes out, the Mizbech really is only 31 Amos, but Amos HaBinyan. In Cain, Rav Klei Azor, the Azor will have extra Amma, the Tanan, every inch is cheshbon out in the Mishnah, in the length of the Azor. Kol Azor HaYisa Oirech, Meir V'Shvein V'Shav, I was 187 long, Arecha Meir Shosh V'Chamish, on the width was 135, Mimizrach L'Mayriv. Now, what's the Cheshbon Mizrach Ma'ariv? It was May of Shvein Meshav, 187. What's the Cheshbon? Makav Yisrael Yisrael. The Makav Yisrael Yisrael was 11 Amos. Achaz Esrei Amah. Makav Yisrael Kahanam was also 11 Amos. Achaz Esrei Amah. Hamizbeach Shloishim Mishtayim. Meach was 32. So the first one was 22. The Makav Hiloch Dris Yisrael Kahanam and Dris Yisrael Yisrael was 22 altogether. Mizbeach was Shloishim Mishtayim is 32. Altogether now, 54. Bein Ulam Mizbeach, another 22. Esrei Mishtayim Amah, which makes it now 76. Now plus the Heichamei Amo is 176, and Achaz Asa Amo Ma'achari Basic Papyrus, and 11 Amos behind the Heichel, behind the Basic Papyrus, which is altogether 187. The Heichel, the breakdown of the Heichel, 100 Amos, is because the thickness of the Ulam was 5 Amos, the Chalala Ulam was 11, the thickness between the Ulam and the Heichel was 6, the Chalala Heichel was 40, there's an Amma in between, then which is 1 Amma, then there's 30, there's 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and 6 in the back, and then another room with a 6, and another wall of the Ta, which is another 5, altogether 100 Amos. Barak upon him, we have exactly 187 cheshbon, and the truth is that's only with 32 amos of the mizbech. If the mizbech is really 31 amos, we're missing one amma. One amma you have to add on either to the azaros or to the beilim mizbech, so that can't work either. Ella, the mark comes the final pshat like this. Ella, this is the pshat. Chekam, which is the yisoid, that's begoiva. So when we went up the yisoid, that with only 5 tefachim instead of 6 tefachim. Amma roichev is the knisa. That's taka width. When it came to the to the soivev, it was the width, stack of the width. Gvula al svasa soviv, when it came to the height of the kronos, also the height of the kronos also was a 5 tefach. So it comes out the height of the mizbeach was missing 2 tefachim, which is 58 tefachim. Now, what about the width of the keren? We don't care, the Gemara says, in Tapa Tzadachas and Aleph. Loistachi. The Gabi, the width of the kronos, we don't care which way it is, because either way it'll be fine. Because even if you say the width is also minus a tefach, so you minus altogether 4 tefachim in width between the Seiviv and the Kerem, but still, since it's not a full Amma, so we'll say 24 or 24 instead of saying 25 or 25, because as long as it's not a full Amma, we don't chesh from that. Now, the Gabi the height, Mizbeach Kam Bahava, how high is Mizbeach? And Mishum Tanu, 58 Tvachim high, because we're only missing 2 Tvachim, one by the Goiva of the Yisoid, and one by the Goiva of the Kerem. So, Pagim Vech Kam Bahava, how much is halfway point? Esrim Tisha, 29. From the Kronos on top until the Seiviv is 4 Amas, which one of them is missing a Tefach, so it's 23. 23, and the midpoint is 29. So it fits in perfectly. Pagavil Kamava Esimatisha. Mikronis Ad Soiviv Kamava Esimatlosa 23. Kam Batsal Pagavis Bech. How much you have left now to the halfway point of the Echashita? 6. Tanan it says, Asa, Lamatam Raglav, Afilo Amachas, even one Amma is Ksheira, because in an Amma of 5 Tachim, you have another 6 Tachim to go. And therefore, if you go below the Soiviv, an Amma of 5 Tachim, you'll definitely be above the Chutta Sikra, and everything works out. So we're saying like this, that the Soid is Goiva, the Soiviv is Knisa, is width, and the Karen, for sure, is missing a Tefach on the Goiva, the Knisa, we can say either way. Dekanami is the difference between Cheka Amma and Amma Reichev. Cheka Amma is the Asoid, and Amma Reichev is the Soivev. Dechsev Cheka Amma, and it says Amma Reichev. It puts the word Amma before. It changes it around. It changes it around the Lashon. Like Rashi says, the Cheka Amma Goiva. What's the Dekah? The Cheka Amma is Goiva, and the Amma Reichev is Knesim. The Karle Cheka Amma, Lahai Amma Reichev is Shani Deburu. One's called Cheka Amma, one's Amma Reichev. It say Cheka Amma and Reichev Amma. Why say Cheka Amma and Amma Reichev? Teretz is to teach us that it means two different things, and one means the width, and one means the height. Shema Mino, everything is worked out, and everything is Geshmak.